Aloha, and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. Join us today along with co-hosts Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Leslie Silva, and Martin Arinaga. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. As you hear the gripping stories today from our special guests, we invite you to call us at 296-5467. Again, that's 296-5467. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Leslie Silva. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. There's an old German proverb that goes like this. Wealth lost, something lost. Honor lost, much lost. Courage lost, all lost. It takes a lot of guts to live the life you were created to live, to be the person God has created you to be. There are times in life when we need to do a self-evaluation, a self-assessment of sorts, and be real honest. Are we moving in the direction God planned for us? If we're not, it's necessary for us to make some changes. And you know, the future brightens when we do. Our guest today is an example of someone who has experienced this very thing in her life. After all, she is a woman of great courage. As usual, I like to pause at the beginning of our show just for a moment to remind you that the reason we have this show, the very essence and the heart of this program, is to bring you closer to Jesus Christ. For you to know that in the midst of some of the greatest challenges of life, some of the pains and heartbreaks and difficulties, times of loneliness and suffering, God is with you, and He loves you, and He knows you. And I remind you of that today. Junko has been featured on Focus on the Family, on the cover of today's Christian Woman magazine. She's won awards, competitions, including the Gospel Music Association's grand prize in Spotlight 93. She's open for artists, including Michael W. Smith, and Avalon. She's even done session work in Los Angeles with producers such as Maurice White of the renowned Earth, Wind, and Fire. For those of you who
remember that.
Yeah. And she's even sung on a project with the Maranatha Singers. When she's not traveling, Junko makes her home with her husband, David, and their son Joshua, and their daughter Megumi, in Irvine, California. She's a worship leader at Saddleback Church in Lake Forest, California. And we are indeed blessed today to have her in studio with us. Junko, welcome. Welcome
Thank
to our show.
Thank you. Well, the blessing is mine, Leslie, Danny. It's so good to be with you.
It's good to have you.
Thank you.
Junko, let's get right into it. Where did you grow up?
Where?
Yeah.
I grew up in Osaka, Japan. Osaka is a big city, but we were kind of in the suburbs, and there were rice fields right outside our backyard. And as a little girl, I used to fly my kite between the rice fields, weave crowns for my head using the flowers that I had found, and just had a fun, idyllic childhood playing under the sun every day.
Hmm. Now, you were born in Osaka?
Actually, I was born in New York. My parents were in the States for business for just a couple years, long enough for me and my younger sister to be born. So I actually have dual citizenship. My older sister and my parents, they became citizens much later.
So your first language
is Japanese, and not any old Japanese, but Kansai Ben, the most friendliest dialect of Japanese.
So what was it like? Now, you grew up in Japan, and then you came to the States.
Rather abruptly, my dad got a reassignment back in New York, and I was in third grade. It was during the summer break that we got the news that we're moving, and my dad bought us a whole new set of Samsonites to pack up all our belongings. I hadn't started learning English yet in third grade in Japan, so I only knew three words: yes, no, Disneylando. Not enough to get by, but somehow we managed.
That's a good start, though. That's a good start. Now, how did it affect you, you know, coming from Japan as a third grader and moving to New York, of all places?
What a difference. I mean, I was greeted by the smell of cigars, by friendly Jewish ladies with lots of perfume, saying a lot of nice things to me, but I didn't understand what they were saying. Here I was in the suburbs, and all of a sudden, I'm walking under subway overhead, and honking taxis in New York City. And it was like you walked into a movie set, and it was in foreign language, and I didn't understand anything.
What a difference from those idyllic rice fields and kites to the big city.
Yeah, and I remember now we moved into a high-rise, red brick, tall building in apartment housing, and looking out the window and wishing so much, if I wished hard enough, that I could just transport myself back to Osaka, playing with my friend Yukako. I wished so much that I could, but I never cried. I didn't want to upset my parents, who were already going through a lot themselves. And I just held my chin up and actually kind of stuffed that feeling deep within me. But I knew inside there was always a longing for a homeland, my home.
You know, those are such delicate years, you know, those young years. How did it affect you on the inside?
Well, there was always, and to this day, there still is, a feeling of not belonging, not fitting in, wishing so much I could go home. But the ironic thing is, I did go back during college as an exchange student to a university in Tokyo. And when I went back, expecting everything to still be the same, that I would finally come home to where I would fit in again, what I found was that I had changed so much. Japan had changed so much. I was shocked that I quite possibly didn't have a homeland anywhere. And that longing is really what brought me to the Lord when I started to go to church in sixth grade, because friends invited me to church, and I thought if I went to church and I became a Christian, then I would become an American. But the funny thing is, you know, it's not an American religion at all. It's the world that God came and he sent his son to die for all humanity. So it's available for everyone, including people in Japan. But at the time, that was my ticket into the American culture. So that longing is what tugged at my heart to bring me. But, you know, now I feel like as a believer, I don't quite fit into this culture or any culture. Like the world isn't really my home. And I still long for the day when I can see Jesus face to face. There's a lot in this world that I love, especially my husband, my kids, that I wouldn't want to leave in a shorter amount of time than God has designed for me. But there are moments where I just feel like I can't wait to get to heaven. And that's where I'll finally feel settled, because I will always feel this restlessness, the wanting to be at home, you know.
You know, one of your famous songs is it's titled "The Land of the Rising Sun." Give us some background about the meaning of that song to you.
Well, Land of the Rising Sun, of course, is another way of saying Japan. Mm-hmm. But the sun, S-U-N, is what Japan is all about. There's, you know, we could twist the word and talk about S-O-N, my longing for heaven. I wrote this song with my friends Kathy and Dave Spurr, and they just thought that for this first album, which was back in 92, we were working on quite a while ago, they just thought I needed a song that would tie up who I am, and that they thought this oriental kind of feel song would work out well. But at the time, I just really wanted to fit in and not advertise the fact that I was different from all the rest of the country. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to sound as white and normal and American as possible. So I really hesitated. I couldn't really tell where this hesitation was coming from. But it was somewhere deep in, and I was digging in my heels, and I was like, nah, that's, you know, koi fish or rice field. I don't know about that, Kathy. And she was like, come on, you know, give it some thought. And we got back together a couple weeks later, and she came up with basically this, the melody and the chorus, and I still was having a hard time. And after some more discussion, I went off to a music seminar in the Rockies in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
And while I was there, I went for a run. And during this run, I just realized that I had never mourned my move, my lost childhood, the stuff that I left behind. And I just started to weep when I realized, okay, all the tears that I held back, because I didn't want to make my parents upset, came flooding back. Mm. And I finally had that moment of mourning, of a death of my childhood. Mm. And after I dried, those tears dried, I could finally come up with the closing lines of the song, and I could finally embrace that song. And it's funny how sometimes we have to recognize the fact that, yeah, there's been a death, but until then, you can't really live. And I felt like, okay, so this is a song that talks about the death of my childhood in Japan, but the new life I have found in Jesus. And that's what the song is all about.
It always means so much to hear the background, where it all came from, to really feel and to touch the heart. Thanks for sharing. Let's listen to the Land of the Rising Sun.
Lifting up to heaven, touch the heart of God.
Song was from Junko's CD, The Lord's Renown, The Land of the Rising Sun. To get more information about Junko, you can go to her website,
junko.com,
www.junko.com. When we come back, just like she talked about the background and her life and what God was doing in Japan from New York, and how God is able to move across the waters and touch continents and then zero in on the heart of an individual person. He's doing that in your life right now. Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, the Lord is at work in you. When we come back, we're going to hear more from Junko and her life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home. So afraid that you will not be found, it won't be long before your sun goes down. Just leave it to me, I'll lead.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend?
Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the good life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with our featured guest today, Junko. And Junko was recently featured on Focus on the Family. And you can hear her feature there at www.junko.com. And she's been very generous today in just sharing openly from her heart about her life and about what God has done in her life.
Junko, we heard so much about how far you've come in your life, and at a very young age coming back to America, to New York, and we know that you sing. How did that all come about?
Ever since I was a little girl in Japan, I just really wanted to be a professional musician. I had no right to even think that because I really wasn't doing anything except imitate the singers that I saw on TV and promising myself I'll be like that someday. But God, I guess, put it in my heart, even inside my mother's womb, to someday use my gifts for His glory. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of worked on my music, my taking piano lessons, voice mm-hmm. lessons, and just kind of growing as a musician. And of course, at church, there's always opportunities to lead worship for the youth group and sing in the choir and be in the musical production, and at school too. And I just started writing songs. And
how old were you when, you know, the gift mm-hmm. is always, because God placed the gifts in us.
Yeah.
And it was there at a young age. And when you came, when did you start getting involved in the lessons? And that was something that you went to your parents and said, hey, this is something I want to do.
Right. Well, I was in Japan in first grade when I started piano lessons.
Okay.
And, you know, everybody in Japan forces their children to take piano lessons in first grade or so. But I loved it. I soaked it up. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in singing in the choir, I just noticed that I tend to be in pitch and on beat better than most other people.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, you know, maybe I have something. So I I became an accompanist, and I just always was a leader in a group musically. And I started to write songs when I was in junior high. I was taking mm-hmm. piano lessons again, mm-hmm. Riding my bike to Winds Music in Tustin, California. And that was motivated by me. I wanted to take mm-hmm. lessons. And my teacher, Rich Briggs, taught me all about chords and melody and writing songs and improvising and playing by ear. And so I learned a lot from there. And I've taken voice lessons. I still do, off and on, uh-huh. from different teachers. But currently I'm studying under a man named Guy, who teaches the Seth Riggs method. Seth Riggs is the vocal instructor for all of Hollywood. His claim to fame was he toured with Michael Jackson on the road, was his personal coach. But so I get to kind of use that technique, and I want to keeping it in tune, because mm-hmm. as I get older too, it's more important to keep it in shape, and then also want to kind of and I want to evolve with the style. Mm-hmm. You know, the style from 20, 30 years ago isn't always the same as what it is now. So I'm trying to stay current and things like that.
That's encouraging. Wow, that's quite extensive for a young a young person. And I bet you felt the joy singing, huh?
Yeah, I really did. Mm-hmm. I think that when I couldn't speak English and I was kind of lost in this country, music at least kept me going. Mm-hmm. And I was mm-hmm. able to join the choir. And I'm sure I butchered all the lyrics, but I could sing and I could do something. Yes. I could fit in.
Yes.
And so music has kind of been my friend walking along that road to yes. a new culture.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And as you've come along, you know, let's talk a little bit more about the time that you found the Lord. You became a Christian. How did you become a Christian, Junko?
Well, honestly, like I said, I just wanted to be an American. And I you know, God can use a lot of different ways. But when I was invited to a Billy Graham Crusade movie night, mm-hmm. I really didn't understand English well enough to understand the movie. But my friends that brought me, after the lights came back on, said, "Would you like to go down and pray with the counselors?" It's like, "Sure, I'll go." And then the counselor was talking to me, which, again, I really didn't understand. But it was like, okay, I get it. All I have to do is pray this prayer, and I get a ticket into this wonderful family of people who've already shown me love. They're so nice, and they're kind, and I want to be a part of this group. Mm-hmm. So I pray that prayer, and I confess my sins to the Lord, although I didn't really understand what that meant. But I promise I'll come back and study on that later. Mm-hmm. And I said, amen. And I became a Christian, and my friends drove me home, and I walked in the door, and my parents were watching a TV show in the family room, and commercial break, I announced to them that I became a Christian. My parents sort of looked up and looked at each other, and then looked at me and said, "Well, just don't get too deep into that religion stuff." But I got in pretty deep. Didn't I?
Isn't it amazing how, you know, like you said, you went, and because that sense of belonging that you were talking about all
I felt
time,
it. People loved me.
Isn't it wonderful how God will draw you that way? So he'll use that uh-huh. longing to draw him to
that's
yourself,
right.
even when you didn't really know
that's
that
right.
that's where
well, people are longing for that.
Yes.
You know, longing for acceptance.
Yes.
Longing uh-huh. for
identity.
Sure.
Belonging.
Place to belong.
Yes.
And the interesting thing, too, is that, you know, it was in a moment of, or a season of sort of an identity search.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Everybody goes through that.
Yes,
you know,
we do.
And we come back, and you've come mm-hmm. from that time uh-huh. to your identity, not just in terms of your ancestry, but really your identity as a child of God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What difference has that made for you? You know, you said you got in pretty deep mm-hmm. after
uh-huh.
that.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen? What was the process like?
Well, the first thing I had to do was get into a Bible study, and I was in a small group of young girls meeting at our counselor's home. There was a pool in the backyard, and the whole summer after I became a Christian, we studied all sorts of different passages from the Bible, and my eyes were slowly being opened. But, you know, there's still a tendency of us to drag in whatever we knew of the past mm-hmm. and whatever preconceived ideas we have mm-hmm. of God, our own theology, mm-hmm. Put it into a big pot and kind of you know, stir it around like mm-hmm. a pot of soup mm-hmm. and think that this is Christianity. Well, for me, the brand of Christianity I came up with was that of perfectionism. Mm-hmm. I thought God is perfect, therefore, you know,
I better be.
I thought, well, I better not make him upset. Mm-hmm. And so I was on a road to Christian perfectionism. Mm-hmm. I was going to attend Bible study on Wednesday, choir on Tuesday, service project on Saturday, Sunday school on Sunday, you know, and just was busy, busy, busy. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, that also overlapped into my schoolwork at the time. And if I didn't get an A, then I was going to make God upset. Like, where in the Bible does it say that? You know, you just want to do the best in anything we ought to for the Lord mm-hmm. out of a gratitude that comes from knowing that we are forgiven and we're given grace. But I didn't get that. I just really wanted to please this Heavenly Father. Mm-hmm. And I was driving myself nuts probably until I was in college. And the harder I tried, the less effective I was. And especially after high school, you know, things get more competitive at a university.
Sure.
And I wasn't pulling A's like I used to. And what used to be an A work in high school became average C in college. It was just, and I just was almost ready to give up on this brand of Christianity. Well, around that time, I found this little booklet called Your God is Too Small. I think it was by J.B. Phillips, I think. And it was an InterVarsity little booklet. And there was one chapter about the ways that we make God out to be so small, including us thinking that God is a God of perfectionism. And I read that chapter, and it opened my eyes. God is perfect, but he doesn't expect us to be perfect. Otherwise, what would have been the whole purpose of Jesus dying on the cross? The whole point of it is that we can't do it on our own. And it's like, oh, okay, I finally get it. So about, you know, 6 years into my walk with God, I finally got it. And I could let go of that grip I had on my life and relax a little, you know, and everything started to make sense.
How did that feel?
Oh, it was so freeing. And when you have a preconceived notion, you read the Bible and you pick out verses that either support your ideas or you interpret different verses to fit your idea. And that is just so wrong. I needed to do a more overall study, starting also with the Old Testament too, not just the epistles, which we evangelicals tend to study, but get the big picture. You know, and then it makes sense. But oh my goodness, it made such a world of a difference. And I was—it sounds silly, but I was ready to try taking tennis lessons. Now, what's the big deal about tennis lessons? Well, you can't be a good tennis player or golf player unless you work at it. You know, one is not born to be a tennis player or a golf player at birth, but you work at it. Well, I tried it. I wasn't very good, and I gave up because I wasn't perfect at it. But here, now I was ready to at least give it a try and admit that I'm not good at something and work on it. I wasn't able to do that. If I wasn't good at something right away, I used to be afraid of it. Isn't that dumb?
You know, it's so liberating to hear.
That's the word.
And somebody needs to hear that.
Yes.
It certainly liberates me to hear it. To be reminded of it.
Yes, it does, because I think more of us do that. We avoid things that make us uncomfortable because we don't want to fail or whatever reason we avoid. And then it gets bigger. The problem gets bigger.
That's right. And we stay in our little corner.
Exactly, and we limit God in that way. We don't grow, and we don't become everything he wants us to be.
And it's when we step out in faith and go to an unknown territory, try something new, test God, and he will be big.
Amen.
We keep God so small.
Yes, we do.
He's so much bigger.
Yes.
Excellent.
Oh, I love that.
That's great.
I love that. If we could just like pause there and just let that sink in.
That's right.
That's wonderful. I love that. I needed to hear that too. That's great.
You know, this was all part of the journey for Junko. And we're beneficiaries of that today. And anybody who hears this program is in some way a beneficiary of that God working through your life to remind all of us that there's only one perfect one, and it's the Lord himself. But in that, through Jesus Christ, his grace abounds and abounds and abounds. And we can live in the abundant grace of God, because we all need it.
We do. And Junko was saying, being free, there's a freedom in that.
You know, and part of the freedom is also developing a courage. A divine swell of courage grows within us to trust him for more.
Right.
To step out, knowing that he's going to, whatever gap there is, God can come in and elevate the situation, or elevate
And people have to remember, too, God has a plan for each life. That's a promise. Not for just you and me, but for everyone.
And it doesn't look the same for every person. It's different.
It's different. But the courage it takes for us to have the faith to believe that and to allow God to move by having the courage to step out and say, I'm not perfect, is something each and every one of us, everyone listening, can do.
Yeah.
You know, you can hear and find out and learn more about Junko at www.junko.com. You know, she's sharing about a process, and it led to an expanded ministry that continues to grow to this day. And when we come back, she's going to share with us about that part of the journey after UC Irvine. She became a computer professional. And then God moved in her life. Just like God is moving in your life right now. Isn't it amazing? Can you believe it? You certainly should believe it. Yes. And when we come back, we're going to hear more from Junko. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnan and Arenaga Financial Group, Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. We're here with our featured guest today, Junko. And, you know, we get some feedback from you, and we always love to hear from our listeners, our friends, our community, via Facebook and email. And we've got a couple of responses to a show recently, and we wanted to share that
yes,
with you.
Yes, Danny, we have Cheryl wrote in on our site regarding yesterday's visit with Blaine Geisen. She says, love the story about you're nearer than you think. Really spoke to me, and Papa has been telling me that for a couple of weeks now. Every time I get to listen to your program, he has something for me. Thank you and blessings. We're so happy to hear that. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here, to let people know how much Jesus loves them and how much potential they have in him. And we're so excited to hear from Cheryl. We also heard from Val, who wrote in that the testimony, the story was very inspirational. And, you know, we're happy to hear from our wonderful listeners, and we really encourage you to connect with us. Come on to The Good Life Hawaii.
Yep, thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Email us. We'd love to hear from you, your prayer requests.
And Leslie, you've done something above and beyond. You know, you are a woman of a spirit-led woman, a woman of faith, and God has given you an ability to express yourself in writing, and you've put together some of these devotionals,
real tight snippets
of, of how you process life.
Yes. God has called me to this new endeavor, and as we're talking about stepping out and trying, I've put together some devotionals, very short ones that you could look at quickly each day, basically on how he's moved in my life, the things that he's brought me through, things that I'm still journeying with.
And I also like it that, you know, it's quick, it's short, and then you give scripture references.
Yes.
And you can access those at thegoodlifehawaii.org. On the resources tab. Mm-hmm. In fact, we have it right now on our homepage. You can check that out. And then there's some scripture references. And give us some comments along the way, too, when you go ahead and visit.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you.
Now, Junko was talking with us about her journey, her process, and how liberated it was, how liberated she was when she realized that God is a big God. How did you go from there to the ministry that you have now?
Well, that one year when I was an exchange student in Japan, I auditioned to sing on NHK TV, and I got the job to sing with another fellow named Kenny, and we became Kenny and Junko. And we were on this show several times a week, singing the top hits from the 70s and the early 80s, and the Beatles, the Carpenters.
Tell our audience that. Is it still accessible? Can someone still see it?
You know, I'm so grateful that now we have YouTube because for many years I didn't get to see my own performances because soon after we taped those, I went back and finished my college in California and I kind of lost touch. So many years later, I can watch on YouTube if you do a search on Kenny and Junko, the and being an ampersand sign.
Mm-hmm.
Kenny and Junko, you'll see it. Oh, there's a few links, too, from my website, junko.com.
Yeah.
So you can see what I looked like and sounded like when I was about 20. I was like, okay, like nervous. Like I looked really earnest doing it. Like I'm trying really hard. Well, you know, not too long after high school, right? I'm singing on national TV. It was watched by 2 or 3 million people.
Wow.
People still remember me from that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So anyway, I finished college, but I wanted to be the responsible Asian girl, and I got a degree in computer science. And soon after graduating, I got a job as a programmer at a company. I was pulling in decent money, and I was singing in the choir at church every Thursday night. But after a couple years of that, there was a feeling like, time was flying. I'm wasting what God has given me, that not just the time, but the resource and the talent that I had. I felt like I was burying it. And, okay, maybe I'm being too prideful. I should be happy being able to sing in the choir and an occasional singing for the Sunday school kids or VBS. But I just felt like there was something more. Like, but, you know, I just kept trying to keep my pride in check and come on, what's reality? I gotta eat. I got, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, after I got married to David, he really gave me the push to just go for it. He gave me the courage and the financial support. You know, it takes a partnership to go out and record my first CD because by then I had started to sing at, like a wedding and then I get invited to sing at a funeral, and then somebody from a church will say, hey, we're having a women's luncheon. Can you come and sing?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd sing there, and somebody in that audience will say, well, we're doing a retreat, women's retreat next week, next month. Can you come lead the music? So on and on it went, and then eventually people were like, we enjoyed your music. I want to take you home. Do you have any recording of it? And so it felt like after a while I was developing enough of an audience that would want to purchase my CD. So I was able to do the first CD, but I'm so glad that I realized that whole thing about being trying to be perfect. And, you know, when Moses was chosen to be the leader, he was still a stutterer.
Yes.
He was a murderer. He was short-tempered. He wasn't perfect. But God didn't wait for him to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But when you read his last speech before he dies and how eloquent he is and how wise and intelligent, I thought, God already sees us as how we're going to be.
Mm.
He already knows what we can be and what mm-hmm. we are going to be if we do follow and obey him. Mm-hmm. And so I thought, okay, I'm not perfect now, but I'm going to step out in faith. Mm-hmm. And eventually God's going to form me to be usable. And so that's back in 1992, came out with the first CD. Mm-hmm. And I was just astounded by the reaction that I got from people. They were touched by my story. I thought I need to water it down, make sure everything is universal and that it would touch mm-hmm. general ideas. Well, those songs didn't do nearly as well as the ones that were very personal. So the second CD, I try to insert more of my who I am into the CD. And that's the one that I eventually made its way to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And one of the songs on there, Live in Harmony, became a kind of a hit on the radio station.
I love
there.
That song.
And
my wife knows that.
Oh, good.
It's one of my favorites.
So then it just kind of opened doors, and this is the place where mm-hmm. I got to open for some big name artists such as Michael W. Smith and Avalon. And you can still get my CD locally at Logos mm-hmm. store mm-hmm. in Logos Honolulu. Bookshop. Yes.
Now you. You went into music, a music ministry. The Lord opened up the door. And you're doing some very special things right now, particularly with young people. And when we come back, I want you to talk with us about that, because it's so distinct and it's so necessary at this time in our culture, in our society, the young ones, the next generation. God has you positioned there in a very prominent place to do that. God is a God of amazing purpose and order. And I also want to listen to at least one of those songs, and I know that our listeners would love to have it too. So stay with us. We're going to be right back with more from Junko.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. The fact that there are business owners who care enough about our community to bring God's hope to people is one of the greatest gifts to society. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show appreciates their generous financial support.
The Good Life Radio Show is a ministry that has a family of financial supporters. Grateful for their generosity, Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show would like to thank Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, HMC Karaoke, Birch Union Service Station on School Street, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Michael Beasley of Kiani, Realtor Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, and Chinnin and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated. To learn more about our sponsors and further sponsorship opportunities, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. To be part of today's discussion, call us at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. Or contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now let's rejoin Danny and co-host Master Sergeant Carlos Cambry, Martin Arinaga, and Leslie Silva.
Welcome back to our show. I'm here with my co-host, Leslie Silva, and our featured guest today, Junko. Junko has been telling us some incredible and encouraging, inspiring stuff that's been very freeing.
Yes.
And now God has you working at a very prominent church. Tell us about the church and your ministry there.
Well, about 3.5 years ago, I decided to go audition for the vocal team at Saddleback Church, which I had heard about for many years. And like many of us, we just tended to think large mega churches. I'm sure they water down the gospel. It's probably a personality church. People go there to worship Pastor Rick Warren. All these preconceived notions. I think that I was in a smaller church, and I think, I don't know, there's envy or whatever. I don't know. It's so dumb. But anyway, I went to this audition and I made the team, and I had to become a member of the church to serve. And so I became a Southern Baptist, and I have completely had to confess my preconceived notions of what a mega church is like. This church has gotten big because real things are happening and real lives are changing, and the word is being preached, and nothing fancy. There's no, you know, square dances. It's Bible and people being honest with each other and needing the Lord and open about it. So anyway, it's been a privilege to be able to share my musical talents there, and I got involved with the women's Bible study, leading worship there, and also I started to do children's music after I became a mom. So that's more than 50% of what I do now is children's music. And this coming Halloween, there is an event called Blocktober at Saddleback, and I'll be doing the music for that event. Hopefully, a Halloween alternative for thousands of kids in the Southern California area. There's like 24,000 members of that church.
Wow.
Yeah, and you'd just be totally lost unless you were plugged into a small group and being used in a small area. So I've been very fortunate to be able to do that and enjoy every minute of it.
Tell us about this song, this special song that we're going to play.
Well, you're going to hear children singing along with me, encouraging people to be the light of the world. It's called Shine the Light, because that's what Jesus told us that we are to do. We shouldn't hide our light under a bushel.
Yes.
And we got to be like a city on a hill, showing off the light of Jesus to the world, who needs to hear the hope, the message of hope and joy. Because there's so much darkness in this world.
Yes.
So I thought with this song, it'll uplift your spirits and give you encouragement.
Shining God's light for the world.
welcome back to our show. I wish you were in studio with us, because then you would have been able to see Junko and her dear daughter Megumi. They were actually doing the dance.
The hand motions
to the song. Well, it's certainly a blessing to have been with you today. You know, in the next few days, you're going to hear more stories like this. I invite someone to listen in, be inspired, use this as a way to reach out to someone and open your heart to what God is doing in your life. You can visit us at thegoodlifehawaii.org, and you can find out more about our guest, Junko, at junko.com. Here's a scripture. Not only that, but we also glory in tribulations, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. That's Romans chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Junko. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Leslie Silva, and our technical producer, Leah Rodriguez. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.